Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to hear from USRA B-Mod driver Clay Beamer. We're also going to hear from Doug Johnson from Houston Speedway and Jackson Motorplex, the executive director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, Brett from the Western Iowa Non-Wing Sprint Car Series, and Kit from the Plainview Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Are you ready to take your flavor game to the next level? Reach for the award-winning sauces and seasonings from Cookies. Our flavor-enhanced all-purpose seasoning and rub is a popular combination of spices that's delicious and marinate on meats and anything that needs a flavor kick. And don't forget about our full line of sauce, including our Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts an Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. Get game-changing recipes at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Alliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Never know how.
The summer heat is relentless, and your vehicle's battery is taking the hit. Pop the hood and give it a check. If it's time for a replacement, now's the perfect time. Get a $25 prepaid card with the purchase of a AAA battery or a $20 prepaid card with the purchase of a Napa Legend or Napa Legend Premium AGM battery. Send in the reinforcements because summer is fierce. Offers valid in participating stores through August 31st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly, providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor is your family-owned club car dealer in Blooming Prairie. If you're considering a new or new-to-you golf cart or utility vehicle, stop and talk to Doug Miner today. With over 20 years in business and extensive product knowledge, we'll help you find the right golf cart or utility vehicle to fit your needs and budget. Whether you're looking to golf or just need a ride around the farm or campground, stop at Miner's today to check out your options.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
At Powerlift Doors, we understand the unique challenges of Minnesota farming. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. That is why we've engineered the ultimate door solution for your large equipment. Our hydraulic doors open effortlessly with the push of a button, giving you more than just access. They give you a peace of mind. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by B-Mod driver Clay Beamer. And Clay, let's start off talking about what you do in the off season when you're not racing. Hockey is one sport you play. What position do you play, and how was your season last year?
I play right wing. I used to play defense when I was younger, and then I switched to forward. I'd say we had one of our better seasons during hockey this year than the past couple of years for our school.
One of the things I don't think a lot of people realize, unless they're really into hockey, the amount of conditioning to do what you do. You get gassed out on that ice really fast with all that equipment and how hard you guys are going at it. And I think that really plays into what you're doing now. Jumping in a race car with heat indexes over 100, that conditioning really comes into play.
Yeah, I definitely think it comes into play with all that conditioning with hockey. And then you get in that race car and it's like 90 degrees out, and if you don't have a blower blowing on you, then you're really sweating and your visor will fog up.
You are actually an all-conference golfer, and congratulations on that achievement. When you think about golf, that's actually something that you can play the rest of your life and enjoy.
Yeah, golf is definitely a mind game. You hit one bad shot and it could ruin your round.
And that really plays into racing right now, because you can get out there in hot laps and have car problems, or get out in the heat race and have a fender bender and get stuck in the back. And unless you have your head on right and know that you're going to be able to drive from the rear to the front, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, I would always get in my head when I would do bad in a race, and next race I'd be a little crabby and not wanting to race because of how bad I did the week before. And I definitely grew out of it now, knowing one night this year I junked my car in a heat race and we got it all fixed, started in the back and drove up to second.
Wow, that's an amazing story. So what happened to the car? How bad was it damaged, and what did you have to do to get it back?
A trailing arm, the bar broke off, and my car just kept spinning out on me, and the second time it looped on me, I got smoked wide open, and my nose was a little messed up, and the left rear was like kind of ripped up in the back and by the suspension. So we got that fixed up, and I think I started 9th or 10th in the feature and drove up to second in about 8 laps.
Even with all the sports in your life, you managed to squeeze racing in there at some point. You started in karts at age 10. Memories of getting started in kart racing, and where did you race?
I started off in Fairmont for my first 2 years of go-karting, and then my third year I went to Fairmont and then Hartley, Iowa, Blue Earth, and then I think Brownsdale is where I also went. That's all I can remember of the go-kart tracks I've went to.
Blue Earth has a very strong program, and also 56 Speedway in Brownsdale. Those are two great tracks.
Yeah, I would definitely say Brownsdale is my favorite track to go to.
At age 14, your dad had an idea to buy you a B-Mod. Did you have any idea he was thinking about that, or was that a complete shock?
We were talking about it, but once he bought it, he said it was his friend sitting in the shop. So I didn't think about it at all. Then it came to Christmas, and he was like, "There you go." And I was super shocked to even think that he got me one.
What was the jump like from being used to sitting in a cart to all of a sudden you're sliding in the window of a B-Mod?
Way different, way faster. I was not used to the speed until probably the last 2 races of my first year of racing that B-Mod.
The Fairmont community. Fairmont is a racing town that has been a racing town for a long time, since 1965. It's been a huge part of your area. That has to make you proud as a driver, how many people and how many businesses support racing and support the racetrack.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing to be able to race at, for that track being open for that long.
And also as a local driver, I'm sure literally everywhere you go, from the convenience store to Walmart, you run into people that know you're a race driver and talk to you about what happened last week.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing to go into stores and all that and have people ask you how you did and how's racing going and where I've been going and all that.
Beamer Companies in Fairmont has been a longtime supporter of the racetrack and the area drivers. That is actually your family that sponsors Victory Lane, and that's got to make it just a little sweeter when you're able to park that car in Victory Lane at Fairmont with the family sign right behind you.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing to be able to do. I should say the first 3 years of racing, I haven't been able to win at Fairmont, and then finally able to get three wins there last year was pretty cool to get a picture with the Beamer Company's Victory Lane sign.
And when you do win, the amount of Beamer fans in the grandstands wearing your shirts or your sister's shirts or Lee's shirts, they literally fill that entire front stretch for the Victory Lane photo.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing to see when you get out of your car when you're celebrating a win and all those people are cheering you on.
Fairmont Raceway, the history of that place just gives me chills when I walk through the gate. The track is known as Midwest's fastest half mile. The way the track is set up, you're able to carry that speed throughout the track. What is it like in your B-Mod turning laps on Fairmont?
It's definitely kind of scary if you don't go on the corner right and you just go right to the wall and smoke it. But other than that, it's pretty fun to go fast around Fairmont with all the momentum you can carry around that track.
I'm sure you watch a lot of videos of yourself and other drivers racing on Fairmont. And what I really notice is a small mistake can lead to big consequences. For example, you come out of turn two and you slide a little high and have to get on the binders, you'll literally drop back two or three spots before you can get that momentum back to catch up to where you were. And little mistakes can lead to big failures.
Yeah, you definitely want to be on your A game every night to not have that happen to you in the race, especially at Fairmont with all the momentum everyone carries there.
Zach Gerhart. Now, there is a guy with a passion for racing. That man has put his heart and soul into making Fairmont Raceway great again. What do you like about the changes and improvements Zach has made there at Fairmont Raceway?
I definitely think they run a faster show there. I mean, they did switch to USRA instead of IMCA. I haven't really noticed a difference before when they were IMCA, when they changed to USRA. When I started racing, they changed it to USRA. That's when Zach first took over the track. And I definitely say last year was probably the best racetrack I've raced there in the past 4 years.
And I think fans really appreciate the faster program. Get fans in there, give them some great entertainment, give them some time to go down to the concession stand and enjoy something to eat, and then get out of there at a decent time so they're not exhausted the next day from being out all night.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a big thing there with the fast program they run, and people definitely don't want to get home at midnight from watching the races.
You also race the same division with your sister Kinley. That can be good for setup changes because you can try things on two different cars, and it can also be bad if you would accidentally wreck each other.
Yeah, I definitely would not want to wreck both of our cars.
2024 was a tough season for you, not picking up a win. But on the other hand, you seem to really grow from the seat time and the experience you got behind the wheel that year.
Yeah, seat time's definitely a big thing for everyone, I think. If you don't have enough seat time, you don't know what to expect with your car and all that.
Then 2025 comes along, and it's like you flip the switch. What was the biggest changes you made during the off season between fall of 2024 and spring of 2025 to make your program better?
We had a guy come over and set up our car for me. He wanted me to try some things, and the car definitely was the best thing I've ever drove in the past 5 years of racing. I've never drove a B-Mod that just rolls over so nice and hooks up super quick and gets me going.
guys that are great at setup can do amazing things with a race car, and I've heard that from so many drivers. When you get in a car that's set up correctly, after you've been driving a car that wasn't, it's a night and day difference in how you feel and the confidence you gain.
Yes, I definitely think that is one thing. You definitely need to boost your confidence up every night you race.
And I'm sure you took that lesson away from playing sports, because when you continually miss the goal with the puck, when you finally get one in there and figure out right where you need to shoot it, it changes everything.
Yeah, you definitely want to get one right away with your team to boost your confidence up and just get everyone going to have a good mindset of the game and all that.
You also made the trip to the King of America. We have some incredible drivers around here. Now you go down there, and there are incredible drivers that came from all over. What was that experience like for you being around those guys?
It was super fun. I like racing against competition, and I've never raced at Lucas before, and it was definitely a different track. The dirt there is clay, and it's super nice on your tires. You don't really wreck any tires there, and yeah, all the people there are super nice.
You talk about the clay. Was the grip really different from what it is on Fairmont Raceway?
I would definitely say it is way different.
2025, you had 55 races, 38 top 10s, 25 top 5s, and 7 wins. That is an incredible season for anyone, let alone when you were a junior in high school. Was it confidence in your car and ability that really made all that happen?
Yeah, I definitely got in that car with confidence, knowing I had to get myself in victory lane a couple times that year. And I was just hoping for 1 to 2 wins just to, you know, get the feeling of what winning was like, and was definitely not expecting 7 wins that year.
What was your first win, and what are your memories of that night?
I won the opening night of Fairmont. I think I started 7th in the heat, got 3rd, and then I drew outside pole, started 2nd, and I led every lap. It was on the top. If you didn't go on the top right, if you went a lane below the top, it was super rough. So if you hit that, your car was going to get upset and you're going to lose a lot of momentum there.
I can't imagine that first win, those last few laps. I bet you heard every guy in the pack right behind you.
Yeah, I was definitely getting a little nervous coming to them last laps. And I think a caution came out with like 4 to go, and I was getting super nervous. I'm like, I can't mess this up.
You also picked up a feature win at the Jackson Motorplex. What was the biggest learning curve to figure out how to be fast at Jackson compared to how to be fast at Fairmont?
Well, you definitely had to keep your car straight going in the corner. Fairmont, most nights, you could hold it wide open most of the nights, not a ton of the nights. Jackson was a dry slick, top to bottom. You just had to get to that, whoever was first to the bottom won at Jackson.
At the end of 2025, you made the trip down to the USRA Nationals. You had some adversity starting out, but you managed to make the big dance with the incredible competition on hand that night.
Yeah, we struggled a lot there for the Nationals. I was having some brake problems, not having brakes, and then we figured out the last day, and I drove my way into the big dance.
That's got to be nerve-wracking when you're out there with that type of competition and you don't have any brakes.
No, it was a dry slick there almost every night, so you definitely needed brakes to slow down. Most of the nights I was just using the car next to me to slow down.
You ended up 10th in USRA National Points. When did you realize during the season that you were up there in the points race?
Me and my dad, we just decided that, you know, this year, let's see what we can do for national points, try to get top 15, top 10 in national points and see how it goes. And then they came to them last couple nights of race, and I was sitting right there in 11th or 12th, and I knew I had to be on my A game to make top 10 in national points.
You ended up in second place in the B-Mod division at Fairmont Raceway last season. That is a tough division to get the win.
Yeah, Ty Griffith, he's a fun guy to race with, super competitive to race with, and it's either me or him, whoever wins there that year.
You talked about racing with Ty. You're currently in second place at Fairmont Raceway in the USRA B-Mod division, right behind Ty and ahead of veteran Randy Winter. You've got four big nights coming up in August at Fairmont Raceway, including the Martin County Fair races. You have to be fired up about doing well in front of the huge crowds and also the big Martin County Fair crowd, because that's a really cool night.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my bucket lists right now to win on a fair night in front of all those people that come out and watch.
I can't imagine what the Beamer Company's victory lane would look like if you won on fair night. It would be a zoo.
Yeah, the whole front stretch would be filled up.
Favorite track that you've raced on so far in your career, and why?
I would definitely say Fairmont, just because I've been racing there for so long, and it's just a hometown track that I love to do good at, with all the family members that come out and watch, all the sponsors that come out and support me and all that.
Most memorable race, and maybe it was a big win, maybe it was special because of some of the fans that were there, or maybe it was just a night you enjoyed who you were parked next to.
It would have to be my first win or my win at Jackson. Jackson winning one of the biggest races of my career. I think it was 1,300 to win. And I led every lap starting second.
And they had great car count and great competition that night too. So it wasn't something you just pulled out there and you were going to win it.
No, there was a lot of good guys there. I was really surprised to pull off the win there.
What are your plans for this fall after the racing season is over with?
I'm going to stay home and work for my dad and work with the family business.
Will you be traveling to any of the fall specials around the area or down south?
I'm thinking about going to Nationals, go watch the fall Jamboree, even race in it. I think they have the Ironman B-Mod series there, so I'll probably go race my car there.
2027, what are your plans for racing next year? Are you going to stay in the USRA B-Mods?
We haven't fully decided yet if I'm staying in a B-Mod or going to jump up to an A-Mod yet.
Is that your goal in the future in racing, is to get in the A-Mod division?
Yeah, definitely race the A-Mod. Feel the horsepower feel the power.
Yeah, I can't imagine the difference when you go from a B-Mod to an A-Mod, the feeling in the car.
Yeah, I raced my uncle's car. Well, I tried it out at the mechanics race at Fairmont, and it's definitely a way faster than my B-Mod.
How did you do in the mechanics race?
I thought I did pretty good. I kept it straight. I mean, there was a bunch of people out there that have never been in a car that were just tiptoeing around the track, so I was just taking it easy, not trying to scare anyone, and was just doing my own thing pretty much.
You also have some great sponsors on the side of your car supporting your racing career.
Yeah, a lot of them sponsors have been with me since I first started racing, and I can't thank them enough for supporting me and going to the races, talking to me, asking if I need anything for them. And yeah, it's just a really cool deal that they do.
Do you think some of those sponsors will transfer over into 2027 on an A-Mod team if you decide to make the switch?
I definitely think most of them. I hope all of them will stay supportive through the Beamer Racing crew and support us through all the years that we do race.
Beamer companies are special out in Fairmont. They do a lot for the community and a lot for the racetrack. And it's also great seeing you and your sister out there in the USRA B-Mod division. If you choose to move up into A-Mods, good luck. next season, and I will be watching you the rest of 2026 and see where you end up in the final points tally. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you for letting me on your show.
Come on, kids. Let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision, you bend up, we bend up. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
We've got another action-packed season for you here in Fairmont. Make sure to like and share our Facebook page, Fairmont Raceway, and visit our website, fmtraceway.com, for the full season lineup. New in 2026 is our youth four-wheeler giveaway and our FMT 4.6 liter rent-a-race car program. That's right, we have two race cars for rent, and every time you bring your kids to the racetrack, they get a free raffle ticket into winning themselves a four-wheeler at the end of the season. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway for the 2026 season.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson, promoter at Huset Speedway and Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, it seems like I just had you on the show saying the season's about to begin. Here's what's coming up. And already we're saying four more nights of regular racing at Huset Speedway. Actually, July 26th, August 2nd, August 23rd, and August 30th. And then your regular season is over with at Huset's.
Yeah, it's hard to believe how fast the season's gone. I mean, I remember that day we were talking, and it was just getting started, and, you know, now we're looking at the end of it, and it's just amazing how fast time flies now, especially the older you get. Not much we can do about it. We just got to soak it up and enjoy it, and like I said, enjoy every minute of it because it goes so fast that before you blink, it's all over.
It's been awesome watching the races out there because a lot of new talent has jumped into victory lane at Huset Speedway this year.
Yeah, it really has. We've got a lot of great young talent, you know, especially coming up in the 410 ranks and in the Race Saver 305s. I mean, that class is so competitive right now. I mean, even the shows we've had at Jackson, you know, we've had great car counts, and a lot of it is due to new talent coming into the sport. You know, back when that class was started, I mean, I always said it to me, it's the Race Saver class is the greatest class in the country because you can go from California to Pennsylvania, run the exact same equipment, not have to change a thing. The rules are the same. And it provides young kids an opportunity, plus it provides veterans that maybe don't want to move up an opportunity to keep racing. So I think it's a great class. I mean, there's nothing in racing that's cheap anymore. It's all expensive, but, you know, that's a less expensive class than, say, the 410s or a 360, and it's just provided great racing and great competition for us here at Huset Speedway and at Jackson Motorplex.
And there's no better place to end summer then your three-night event over Labor Day weekend, September 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Houston Shootout.
Yeah, this year we've actually made it a three-day World of Outlaws show, where last year it was just 2 days with the Outlaws, but the Outlaws will actually be here all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, over Labor Day weekend, with the finale on Sunday paying $25,000 to win. So, you know, we expect a really good car count, and like you said, that'll be the last the last scheduled race that we have at Houston's this year. And, you know, the one other thing that we've added this year, too, or not added, we had it last year, is the barbecue contest all 3 days. Last year it was phenomenal. We had 48 different teams from all over the upper Midwest compete in this barbecue contest. So we tried to incorporate different things with racing, and, you know, we found out last year that worked pretty well and brought in some new people and new race fans. And, you know, it gives our current race fans a chance to enjoy the afternoon before going to the races on a holiday weekend. And a lot of those people are camping and can make a great weekend out of it here at Houston Speedway for all three nights.
And when you can be out at a racetrack and bite into some really good barbecue, and you know what I'm talking about, Doug, when you can taste that smoke and that seasoning and you literally don't need any sauce, it's literally like heaven.
It is. It's awesome. I mean, we had so many compliments last year from the different teams that, you know, and I think it's like $25 the fans can go through and sample every single one that's here. And like I said, last year we had 48 different competitors here, you know, that provided an opportunity for fans to enjoy some really great barbecue.
Jackson Motorplex, August 22nd, World Outlaw Sprint Cars with the MSTS.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's been almost a year now since we've had an Outlaw show at Jackson, and looking forward to coming back there the week after the Knoxville Nationals. So those guys will be in the area for a few weeks right after the Knoxville Nationals. They come to Jackson, like you said, and it's just a one-night show this year, but I think there'll be a lot of cars in the area. They're at Ogilvy the night before, and the MSTS 410s we're bringing in with them. And I'll tell you what, that series right now is really competitive. Also got a lot of great young talent, you know, in that, with Jack Dover kind of leading the way. But, you know, you got Jacob Peterson and Colby Workmeister and some of these younger guys that are chomping at the bit to get their first win. And, you know, I think they're going to get a chance to showcase their talent against the World of Outlaws that night at Jackson on the 22nd of August.
And then September 18th and 19th, you get to showcase the new and improved Jackson Nationals this year.
Yeah, and, you know, we're coming back with Steve Sinclair's IRA 410 series. And there again, talking about young talent, I mean, Steve's got, I think, his top three guys in the IRA points are like under 20 or 22 years old. So it's going to be exciting to bring those guys back to Jackson and compete with our MSTS guys for the Jackson Nationals title September 18th and 19th. So we'll also have our Race Saver sprint cars along with the 410s that weekend, both nights at Jackson. So they'll be competing for a title as well. And look forward to a great weekend of racing to close out the season at Jackson with the Jackson Nationals.
Doug, if they'd like to find out more information about Houston Speedway or Jackson Motorplex, what are the best ways to do that?
We're all over on social media and our website as well at jacksonmotorplex.com. Fans can go on there and buy tickets and camping right now for the World of Outlaws and for the Jackson Nationals. And then at Houston, you can also go to HoustonSpeedway.com and purchase tickets as well for the upcoming Labor Day three-day show. You know, we encourage fans to go online and buy tickets early for even the weekly shows, because you can save considerable amount of money by purchasing tickets online as opposed to buying them at the gate. So we're encouraging fans to do that, and just looking forward to closing out the year and wrapping up with really good racing and good, strong car counts here for the rest of our races.
Doug, thanks for all you do, keeping sprint car racing strong in Minnesota and South Dakota, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Clayne.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? Do you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood? Then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, And you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities in La Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities' German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Baker, the Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And Bob, August 6th through the 8th, the 36th annual Knoxville 360 Nationals, followed August 9th by the Capitani Classic. You've got a big weekend coming up, and that always means some neat stuff going on at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Clayton, first of all, thank you for letting us join you on the Dirt Show this morning. It's always great to talk with you. And yes, the 360 Nationals are just around the corner, coming up on August the 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here in Knoxville, followed by the 410 Sprint Cars with the Capitani Classic on Sunday night, August the 9th, which is always one of our largest sprint car races outside of the Nationals each year. So we have 8 nights of sprint car racing coming up between August the 6th and the final night of the Knoxville Nationals, Saturday, August the 15th.
I know you gear up all season long for the 410 Knoxville Sprint Car Nationals, the 65th annual this year, and that is Wednesday, August 12th through Saturday, August 15th. And inside the museum, there is activity going on every single day.
You're exactly right. The 4 days of the Knoxville Nationals are our biggest days of the year for not only the Knoxville Raceway, the racetrack, but also our museum, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. We have fanfare forums, which is a nice way of saying special events going on 3 to 4 times a day, which are all included with your admission from Wednesday at 9 a.m. until, you know, Saturday afternoon when we do our auction at 11:30, which is the largest auction we do every year to support our museum. But autograph sessions happen 3 times every day, and then the schedule for the drivers who are going to be here to sign autographs is available on the counter each morning at 9 a.m., so people can kind of get an idea who's going to be here each day. In addition to the autograph sessions, we mentioned our large auction on Saturday that we have at 11:30 up on our museum's second floor, which is always a standing room only event. And, you know, every day there's something. Even Friday morning we have our golf tournament out in Pella, Iowa. That's always a fun way to get the National started for people that are just coming into town on Friday.
Fans that have not been in the museum during the autograph session that Shane Carson puts together, if you want to meet your all-time favorite sprint car racer, chances are he just might be there. And if you want to meet the young, upcoming rookies that are racing right now, what a great chance to just walk up, introduce yourself, and talk to them in a non-stressful situation when they're not trying to get the car ready to get out on the track.
You're right. The drivers are very gracious to donate an hour of their time to help the museum come in and sign autographs, and they'll sign die-cast cars, T-shirts, autograph cards, you know, driver cards, anything you'd like them to sign. It's very relaxed. They have time to talk with you for just a minute, and people line up, and it goes pretty quickly, actually. And also, you know, while you're here, you get to look at the museum and the racetrack and the Hall of Fame and the movie theater. There's just a lot going on each day.
Bob, you know, I'm very much into racing history, and to be able to walk around on the museum floor and see the history of Knoxville Raceway, the old coupes and the super modifieds that used to race there back in the day, all the way up to Ryan Timm's 2025 Knoxville Nationals winning car that still has the dirt on it.
You know, we're very fortunate this year. We try to do a special exhibit each year, and this year we're doing a track tribute to Knoxville Raceway. And we have, I think, 8 of the cars that used to race at Knoxville Raceway in the past, from Steve Kinzer's cars to the Pink Lady that Earl Wagner used to race from Pleasantville here in Knoxville, Brian Brown's car, and as you mentioned, Ryan Timm's Knoxville Nationals winning car from last year with the confetti and dirt still on the car, original tires that he won the feature with, his driver's uniform, the wreath that he wore in Victory Lane. Everything is right there in our front window for people to enjoy. And this is the first time we've had a Knoxville Nationals winning car complete right straight from Victory Lane into our museum, into the front window. So we're very excited about that. And, of course, we've got a Corvette we're giving away, a Victory Red 1967 Resto Mod is sitting in the window right next to Ryan Timm's Knoxville National winning sprint car from last year. So there is a lot going on.
And speaking of that front window, when you pull into the museum parking lot, it really greets you. And when we were down there at the end of May for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum banquet and a USAC races that night, inside that front window was that silver 63 split window. And some lucky winner ended up going home with that. And now you come back with this 67 Corvette. What's the story with that, and how can people get tickets to win that?
The 67 Corvette is a resto mod, so it's a wide body, 502 cubic inch Chevy big block that's been dropped into the Corvette, along with a Richmond 6-speed transmission. So it's more of a racy car than just a factory showroom type car, and people can win it by going to winacorvette.org. And all the money comes to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to help us keep our museum open year-round for race fans to learn more about sprint car racing. So it's for a great cause, and I think for $25 you get 18 tickets is where the donations start at. So back to the silver Corvette you were talking about, the split window, that went to a man in Crandon, Wisconsin, who was delighted when we called him to let him know that he'd won that 1963 Corvette.
The 360 Knoxville Nationals and the 410 Knoxville Nationals are great times to pick up some gear, some books, or some memorabilia inside your gift store.
They sure are. You know, the 4 days of the Knoxville Nationals are our busiest days of the year, and we really look forward to meeting everybody. People come in to renew their memberships, and if you don't have a membership, you can purchase one while you're here with us. Anytime, our museum's open from 8 in the morning until the races are over each night, and our stocks are packed with die-cast cars, new books, memorabilia, jewelry, you name it, sprint car toys, just a little bit of everything for race fans to come in and have a good time with.
Being a member is a huge benefit because you and a friend get in for free to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And Bob, thanks for all you do putting everything together during the 360 Nationals and the 410 Nationals, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Clayne, thanks for having us on The Dirt Show, and if any of your listeners are coming to the Knoxville Nationals, we'd like to remind you to please try to come to the races each night a little bit earlier, because we do get really large crowds this time of year in August, and we want everybody to have a good time while they're with us, both at the museum during the day and at the races that night.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the slat vision inspection system to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgen family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgen from Mizgen Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgen Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Brett from the Western Iowa Non-Wing Sprint Car Series. And Brett, what an awesome series you have put together. And you are coming to our area for 2 days, Worthington Speedway, Saturday night, August 1st, Mason City Motor Speedway at the North Iowa Fair on Sunday, August 2nd. Two great nights of racing back-to-back, which always means a bigger car count when you have 2 days in a row in the same area.
That's correct. When we first started Western Iowa Non-Wing Sprint Cars, and I think it was 2022 was our first season, that was kind of our plan and our what we tried to do the most is get 1, 2, or 3 day race weekend a month, just like you said, to encourage travel and still not get everybody in trouble with their wives and whatnot for taking up all the time.
Fans that have not seen your series, what a great series you put together. And it's really a great group of veteran drivers and young guns and rookies that are getting into non-wings for the first time, and it's awesome to watch.
You're exactly right. I mean, we're trying to bridge the gap a little bit there between the young and the old, but I think what we've got is good. The young can learn from the old just as far as race etiquette and whatnot. But yeah, like you say, we're trying to bridge the gap there a little bit.
Fans that have not seen non-wing sprint cars race, when you take that wing off, it really changes that race car. It is up to the driver where that car is going to go. And the racing on the track is always very close, wheel to wheel, and it's just a really fun group to watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Our series, to promote participation, we have no engine rule, we have no weight rule, and kind of the thought behind that was we felt that there was a lot of engines and a lot of parts sitting in everybody's garages that the rules makers deemed illegal at one point or another. And we have a car, a sprint car inherently has zero mechanical grip built into it, and then you take the downforce of the wings away, and now we have no downforce either. So they are a pretty wild car, I guess, to drive or whatever you want to call it. And to be honest with you, our selling point, I guess, is this, is that come feature time, generally speaking on the racetracks, you know, like Worthington and Mason City, come feature time, the racetracks have flicked off a little bit to where, like with our cars, you know, if the racetrack can only hold 450 or 500 horsepower, whatever it is at that time of the night, it does you no good at all to show up with 800 or 900 horsepower, whatever these things produce at all. So that is our equalizer. This is the racetrack. A car with zero downforce and zero mechanical grip, the racetrack is the equalizer.
Brett, if they'd like more information on the Worthington Speedway race on Saturday night, August 1st, the Mason City Motor Speedway race at the North Iowa Fair on Sunday, August 2nd, or just more information in general on your series, where's the best places to find that?
Our Facebook page, Western Iowa Non-Wing Sprint Cars, or our website, race-wins.com.
Brett, Thanks for putting together this series, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You bet. Thank you.
Extreme powder coating.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and I'm joined by Kit from the Plainview Napa Auto Parts store. And Kit, small town summertime events draw a lot of people into different cities. Each summer, Plainview hosts Corn on the Cob Days. This year, it's August 12th through the 16th. It brings crafters, a flea market, a 5K run, and serves 8 to 10 tons of corn at your 4-hour corn feed, plus a grand parade. Sounds like a great time, Kit.
Yes, it is. Napa Auto Parts usually are in the parade during the Corn on the Cob Days on Sunday, and then I'm with the Boy Scouts and help with that with a few of the other functions in the other organizations that are going on during the weekend.
And thank you for all you do with the Boy Scouts. That's an important organization.
Yes. We're a small group, but they do a lot for the community.
Summertime is also project time, and Napa offers two lines of hand tools, one less expensive line catered towards the hobbyists, and the other professional line made for the guys that use these tools every single day. And those are great tools backed by a great Napa warranty.
Yes, they are. We've got a good selection of tools on hand, and we try to help out the community as much as we can with what they need for hand tools and some of the specialty stuff also.
The local Plainview businesses really support your town events, including the old-fashioned Christmas every December, which also includes your Boy Scout troop.
Yes. With old-fashioned Christmas, the Scout troop serves cobbler during that time, first weekend in December.
And if I remember from when I was in Scouts and my son was in Scouts, is that the old-fashioned cobbler recipe that's cooked in the cast iron skillets?
And that's how we cook it also, is we cook it in the skillets with charcoal. We usually go through 100 to 150 pots of cobbler in about 4 hours.
Wow. For anyone who has not had that, that is delicious. Whether they live in the area or they're camping or just passing through, how can they find your Napa store in Plainview?
We are located on 42 north end of town. Kind of hard to miss us. We're right next to the Senex, between Senex and Subway.
Kit, thanks for all you do for your community. Thanks for being a scout leader, and thanks for helping everybody out with your Napa Auto Parts store and for being here with us on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
With 40 years of experience producing quality racing components, Kevco Racing Products is excited to unveil the new Kevco Drive Shaft. Kevco Drive Shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco Drive Shafts has the ability to custom build any length drive shaft in mild steel, chrome moly, aluminum, or carbon fiber. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever. With available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.